Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
My poor daughter went to the pool with a bunch of her friends last week, and they were at the pool for like 4 hours. And bless her heart, she didn't reapply the sunscreen to her face.
No.
So she is a little radish right now.
Bright peeling.
And is it just on her face, too, so the rest of her
she looks like a raccoon right now.
That's what happened to me last week, and it was just my chest, which was completely sunburned, and the rest of me was not. And it started to, like, peel. That's how you know it's bad.
Well, it's funny because her face is just completely fried.
Oh,
and we were out to lunch yesterday for Father's Day, and her little cousins were there and stuff, and they were coloring and playing with stickers. So she thought it would be funny to take a bunch of their stickers and put them all over her face.
Oh, no.
One of which was on the very tip of her nose, which was like the worst part. And then she peeled the sticker off, which peeled all the skin right off of her nose, like just shiny, glistening underskin, you know?
Oh, the baby.
The pain. She immediately just started crying her eyes out, and I felt so bad for her. And Nicole's like digging through her purse trying to find Vaseline or chapstick or something to put on it, you know, to kind of soothe it and keep the air off of it. But we had to have a talk about, well, maybe when you have a sunburn, you don't put stickers all over your face.
Exactly. And make sure you're reapplying that sunscreen. Like, they get to a certain age where they have to do it themselves because the mom does it the first time, right? You're going out to play. You're venturing out. Here's your first layer. It's your job to keep up on that. So
yeah, you have to.
That's a tough lesson.
Which is also some good advice right now if you've got kiddos and they're on the TikTok. I guess there's all these TikTok influencers right now that are out promoting dangerous anti-sunscreen messaging on TikTok right now. They're saying that you should eat certain foods instead to help the UV rays bounce off your skin and not absorb them. And then they are talking about how sunscreens are containing harmful chemicals, and they want you to promote like more natural alternatives, like putting beef tallow all over your body.
So then all the neighborhood dogs
That's
are just
exactly
going to come
what
up to you. What? Don't do that.
And all the old men who love smoking meats.
I know.
What is that smell?
You get the wrong kind of attention if you put beef tallow on you.
Don't put beef tallow all over your body and go to the pool.
And again, Gen Z, I strongly encourage you to Google tan mom.
Yeah.
And see where your efforts are going to get you in 20 years. Like, see where you going out into the sun and begging for that tan is going to get you. Spray tans are your friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Be careful. Like, just don't believe TikTok.
Don't believe TikTok.
Ever.
Especially with your skin.
Can you imagine getting in the pool, too, if you have beef tallow all over you?
What if you just float?
You look like an oil slick.
No, you will. Absolutely.
The Exxon Valdez there in the pool.
Exactly. Like, baby duck will swim by you. Right?
And like, turn around and run.
Yes.
Shout out to all the dads out there. Hopefully you had a killer Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, what did you do?
We went out to Lazy Dog out in, I guess that would be Highlands Ranch area,
yeah.
That restaurant. Really good. Had a decent club sandwich and hung out with the fam. And, you know, I collect those, I picked up with that Casio vintage watch that was silver.
Yes.
The digital one, because
yeah.
I'm a dork. My wife got me the gold one for Father's Day.
Oh, good. You got to have both, yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now. It's hilarious rocking that gold Casio digital watch because I wore it to lunch. I felt like, hey, how you doing?
You need a gold chain to go with
it? Yeah, I need a gold chain and I need to sell used cars or something. No. Like, how you doing? I'm going to get you into this Cadillac today, babes.
I just want to know all the other dads who noticed the watch and gave you props.
Oh,
like,
there was a lot
there
of
There has to be.
Is that new?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it is.
Come on. Like, I know that watch game is a thing and we're talking like $1,000 watches. Oh, hundreds of that million dollar
nah,
watches.
Nah, I got a Casio.
No, that's how you know. That's how you know you are secure. Here in your watch game,
you know what?
Sir.
I'm just having fun.
Yeah,
I just want to have fun and I want to be silly. And every time I look at that watch, either one of them, I just smile a little bit.
And you make other people smile.
It's so cheese and it's so 80s dad that I'm like, this makes me so damn happy.
Well,
so
immediately, I know people walk up to you, even men and women alike, and they have to say, my dad had a watch just like
that. You know how many times somebody has said that to me? We went to Comedy Works the other night, you know, and they make you put the phone in the bag. And they make you take your watch off. And the guy looked at me and goes, hey, you need to take your watch off. He goes, oh, whoa, never mind. He's like, sorry, you got a nice fancy watch on.
You ain't doing nothing with it.
And I held it up. I go, no, sir, it's a Casio. Yeah. But I'll keep it on. Thank you very much. And Nicole just shook her head. It is so good.
Is there a calculator on that thing?
No, but it's got the little, you push the button and the little light comes on, yes. You know. And I got a stopwatch on it in case you want to, you know, run track or something.
What?
You want to race?
Yeah.
I got a stopwatch. It's all beep.
How did you know?
I'm a pretty classy dude. Pretty classy dude. So anyway, I picked up a new watch this weekend. You picked up something a little bit better, and I'm so happy and so excited for you.
I know. I want to tell you right now, I could not wait to tell both of you about my new ride because I was so excited about it. One, I got a good deal. Two, it's a heck of a ride. I mean, This thing's pretty great.
You want to do a quick backstory?
It's pretty great.
You had your car. You paid it off.
Okay, yeah. Here's the thing. I paid off my car after 7 years of paying this car. I finally paid it off, and I was so excited about it. And then, as cars do when you pay them off, 6 weeks later, it took a total crap and was absolutely worthless.
Total.
And, it, like, broke my heart. I know. I told you guys, I've been in, like, a low-key depression for,
you
like,
6 weeks. You were devastated.
Yeah. She has been in a funk like no other funk before.
Yes, well, because, again, like, you take your car away, and it just is immediately, like, just you're aware of how, like, a step back you are.
Yeah. You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. She was hopping in with Josh. It was so annoying.
My friend was letting me use her vehicle for a minute. It was annoying. No, I can say, like, I completely agree. Like, when you are at the mercy of other people when it comes to a vehicle, like,
it's tough.
It's tough on everyone involved.
The best part of my week is we were going to go do one of our pizza drops for our listeners. And Katie's like, I'm riding with you, Jared. And I just go, no.
No, you're not.
I'll see you there.
Not only that, you're like, no, I don't want to hear you talk the whole time.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, you will not shut up for 45 minutes to our location. I'm not riding
you
with you.
You said, all you're going to do is, and you did the hand move.
I was like, I can't do it.
That's all you're going to do. And I was like, that's fair.
And
Josh,
immediately,
Josh offered
it up to me.
Josh will try it.
Is so much nicer. Josh was like, yeah, we'll talk.
Jeremy.
Josh is, it's well documented on this show that Josh cannot say no to anything.
No.
He cannot say no. So,
and I appreciate that about you, homie.
Of course, Katie. Yeah, well, of course you do. And Jeremy, guess what? She talked the whole time.
I did talk the whole time.
I don't want to run into oncoming traffic, so I did this for everybody.
Okay.
But you got a car!
I did! And again, it's just such a night and day experience, and just the whole process of it, because I was looking around. I didn't want to put myself in something that in a couple months and I'm having to deal with the same thing, right?
Yeah.
So I got a heck of a deal. It's an older ride, which I'm fine with, because here's the thing is I got it from a guy who lived up in the mountains. Actually, his daughter was the one who gave it to me. He has passed away. That's kind of how I got the vehicle, right? It was an old man who lived in the mountains and all he did was drive to church.
It's a way to do it.
This car, which is pristine? From the 1900s, mind
you. The 1900s?
It's a 1900s ride. Is completely pristine. Yeah! Watch out. Here she comes. All four cylinders.
What could go wrong?
No, but...
It hasn't had an oil change since 94 either.
It has been kept up the entire... Yeah. Like, this man has a log of
Does
every
he?
Oil change he's ever
love
gotten.
It.
Oh, I love
that's what
I
do.
Every tire
I
he's ever
it.
Rotated. This man has kept a log of everything he's done with
that's
this
a good car.
It is a fabulous
that's
car.
A good, that's a good sign.
Only has 38,000 miles on it.
What? From the 1900s?
How did I even manage? What? I know.
Tell me it's a PT Cruiser.
No, it's not a PT Cruiser.
Oh, okay. You don't have to say what it is.
No, I'm not going to say what it is, but I am just so, like, it has the crank windows.
It's a Corvette, actually, and...
It does not even have cruise control. It's that old.
Oh, my
it
God.
It doesn't even tell me. You know when you look at the gas meter and it tells you what side the gas tank's on with that little arrow?
Yeah.
Doesn't even have that.
Doesn't
it is
even
that
have
old.
It. You don't need that.
I love it. I love everything about it. It's my favorite thing. It is so minimal, and I tell
it's
you
good.
What... There is
now
some,
the government can't track you as easily.
There's just some pressure being taken off when not everything's digital when you get into it. Like, I'm not kidding. Everywhere I look, it's digital. at work, on my phone, at home. So, like, the fact that this is just back down to the basics.
Back to the basics. That's all that matters.
I am loving it.
And your left arm is going to be so huge from rolling that window up and down.
Like, you have no idea.
Can you just see yourself rolling up to a Taco Bell and being like, hold on, let me roll down my window.
I don't even have a cup holder.
No cup holders?
It's amazing. It's amazing. I love it.
I thought for sure the video I saw on our Instagram,
yeah,
Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram, of somebody out at Coors Field over the weekend. I was like, oh, Josh is out there having a good time. It was you?
It was me!
You went to the Rockies?
I love the Rockies.
Really?
I love Coors Field. You know, it's funny. It was Father's Day, so it was an absolutely packed field. Like, Coors Field was so busy yesterday. And it was nice to see Coors Field like that, you know?
Yeah, it was full on your video.
It really was. And so I had such a good time. I mean, the Rockies did lose, but they had a nice little rally at the end where, you know, they got people excited, looked like they might have a little bit of a comeback.
Hey.
So it was a great day out at the ballpark. It was perfect weather. I wanted to tell you a nice little fun win I found out at Coors Field was the popcorn bucket.
Tell me about it.
There is a popcorn bucket that you can buy for $14 out there, and you can bring it back in for every game and get it refilled for free.
Nuh-uh.
Yes. And not only do you get it refilled for free, they give you a big, long bag of popcorn. It's like this big.
Uh-huh.
And they just hand it to you. So the bucket, you can fill it like three times while you're sitting out at the game. So my friend Amy
I love this idea.
Yeah, she actually has this bucket. And she's like, let's go get my free refill. And I was like, what do you mean free refill? Like, you just get to bring it. She's like, yeah, there's a certain stand you have to go to once you buy this bucket. She's like, I bought this bucket four seasons ago, and it has saved me so much money. So you can go get this refillable bucket at Coors Field, and you can save a whole lot of money.
Is the line a mile long, though, at the popcorn stand?
No, it's not.
You just roll up.
It's really comparable. And here's the thing. I did some digging about Coors Field. You can do a lot of things to save some money out there at the ballpark. Did you know you can bring in an entire spaghetti dinner for you and your family, and they'll be okay with
it? Like in a hip pack or something?
No, you can bring, provided the food is packed in individual portions and carried in soft-sided containers or bags measuring 16 inches or 16 by 8 inches or smaller, you can bring pretty much whatever you want into that ballpark.
Can you imagine?
How crazy.
Having a Ziploc bag full of spaghetti.
I have seen people post videos of eating spaghetti in the ballpark, and I didn't realize what it was until I saw this story. I was like,
smell
wait.
A challenge.
So now, this is our challenge. How funny. We were like, what else could we bring? Should we bring some ramen up in here? Like, what could we bring that would make a lot, you know, like people would get to looking at you.
Like a Slurpee with a straw sticking out of the
bag. Fried chicken and mashed potatoes.
Fried chicken, meatloaf.
I mean? Exactly. Just
bag of cereal.
Just a bag of asparagus.
An entire spread right there at Coors Field.
Charcuterie board.
They're fine with it. They're absolutely fine with it.
I had no idea.
But it was definitely a fabulous time out at the ballpark.
Great weather.
Great weather. And again, Father's Day, you know, it was hard for me yesterday, Father's Day, being my dad passed quite a few years back here. But yesterday I saw a lot of signs from him, and that made me feel so good. Like
signs?
Yeah,
from your
dad? Because my dad was a huge Spider-Man fan, like a huge Spider-Man fan. Like, he thought he was Spider-Man for a minute there. But there was a little kid sitting in front of me. What?
No, keep talking. It's
okay.
Fine.
There was a little boy sitting in front of me, completely decked out in Rockies gear, except for his hat was a Spider-Man hat.
Nuh-uh.
And he like turned around and smiled at me, and I was like, oh, you
Dad!
Have
did you call him Dad the rest
no,
of the
I didn't.
Make it weird?
Did not make it weird.
Hey, Dad!
Then next to me, across the aisle, there was a little girl, and she was so dressed in pink. I mean, the most pink I've ever seen on a kid. But her shoes, everything but her shoes, and she was rocking red Spider-Man shoes. And I was just like, I know. And so those, to me, I was like, oh, happy Father's Day, dude, you know? So it was a nice little smile it put on my face as well. But
that's really sweet.
Rockies,
that's really,
you really
cute.
You brought it yesterday. It was a great time at the ballpark, and I hope everybody had fun. Yay!
Dad?
Go Rockies. Stop it. Go Rockies.
That's mean.
I know.
I wish you had called the little girl Dad the rest of the
day. Hey, Daddy. Daddy! Dad!
Don't turn around, kids. Don't turn around. Crazy lady behind us. Yeah. Don't turn around.